How fast can you go? We've got a mini game for you that'll test your speed and how easily you get frustrated.
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is Twit. Video and audio bandwidth provided by Cashfly at cachefly.com.
Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. I'm your host, Chad Johnson. This is a show that'll teach you how to become a Minecraft expert in no time. This week, my buddy Seth Bling, he recently hit 1.5 million subscribers on YouTube. And for that milestone, he created a fast-paced map where you can try to get from point A to point B in 15 seconds. Sort of 1.5 million, 15 seconds, kind of close. If you keep falling or keep dying or can't make it to the end, don't worry, this is not a never-ending loop. If you don't complete the task in 10 tries, you can skip to the next level. There are 18 levels in this game, so let's show off just a tiny bit of it. When you are, when you join the game, you jump straight into it. Whoops, and I already fell. I've already, not done it correctly. There is no lobby. There is no, sort of setup. You're just dropped onto the first time and into the first game. That red pad back there does give you a speed boost. There we go. And I did the first one. That was point A. So this is point A, and there's point B way down there. And it immediately starts to get much harder. So we have these teeny tiny things we got to run across and jump and run across. Oop, jump. Right across. Oh, no! There we go. One thing that I found is that view bobbing, which is a way to sort of give perspective on how fast you run, if you turn it off, it makes it more like you're sort of floating on the ground, and it makes so much easier to move forward. So we're going to try it without view bobbing here, and we can sort of glide now instead of that running motion, which makes this much easier for me to actually know where my feet are. No, darn it. Okay, let's try this one more time, and then we'll move on to the next one, because I want to get through as many as I can. Darn it. Actually, you know what? I have to try it at least 10 times before it will send me to the next one, because after 10 attempts, that is when you are given the token to continue to move on. Darn it, I didn't even jump. That red pad does give you a speed boost, which is critical. So you have to land directly on it. If you walk forward and miss that speed boost, it will be a bummer, and you will definitely not be able to complete the map. So now I have tried 11 times, and I'm given this map in my inventory. So if I don't want to go on any further, I can hit this map, but I'm getting so close. Oh, ah, no! Gosh, darn it. Okay, so then you just look at the map, and the map disappears from your inventory, and then you'll die very quickly later, and you will be on to the next map. So on this one, once you jump on that pad, you will get over to this. Let's see, and jump! Oh my gosh, way up in the air, and I'm assuming that I'll land around here. Oh, no, darn it, I missed. One more attempt, we can do it, we can do it. Got it, yes, woo, I won. I got through just in time. This one is just like the first one, except it's on ice. There I go, right off the edge, and catch this edge, and catch this edge. Oh, no, too close. No, I stopped sprinting. No, darn it. Third, no. Ah, darn. Ooh, shoot. No, darn it. So, I have done my 10 attempts and I have gone nowhere. I will look at this map and be killed very shortly after. This one, I played this earlier and I was not able to do this. If I get anywhere close to the end of this, I'm actually kind of amazed at how good I'm doing right now. One second. Oh my gosh, that's the first time I've ever done that one. First attempt, really proud of that one. Wow, here we go. Moving forward. This one I played earlier. I don't think I'm going to make it. Oh, I am going to make it. Oh, nope. I'm not going to make it. No. Oh, gosh. Whoops. I missed that platform. And jump. Oop. You have to do that. There we go. And miss everything. And then. No. So close. Let's attempt this one more time. If for some reason I don't get anywhere near it. Oh, yeah. Got it. Woohoo. Okay. Wonderful. Moving on. This one uses cobwebs as a deterrent. Oop, shoot. And oop. And the thing that you really want to make sure, you can walk through a few, but if you do this, or you get caught up in the top of the cobweb, you just have to wait until you fall down to the ground, and it's basically instant death. So if you ever jump into these cobwebs, you can walk through them just a little bit. That's not what I meant to do. Nope, and now I'm stuck. I'm stuck forever, and basically, just kill me now because it's not gonna work out so hot. Yeah. No, darn it. Well, this one I've attempted enough times. We're gonna go ahead and move on to the next one, and this one is by far the hardest in my memory. Is you have this cannon? Shoot, I can't even walk up the cannon. That fires off, and if you miss that one firing of the cannon, you cannot move forward. There's no way to move forward. So let's try this a few more times. Shoot. See, this is what you gotta do. Ah, so close. Yeah, so you gotta hit that timing just perfect. Woo! Well, at least I got sent upwards. Oh, man. So close. Yep, I give up. This one has beaten me every single time that I've tried it. Now, this is dastardly. You are given blindness and poison, so you kind of, it smacks your perception around. Woo! And then it gets like, you get in these teeny tiny little areas. Look! Oh, and I've lost it. So we're gonna leave it there. I hope that you download and play through this yourself, and you know what? Enjoy some of these maps I haven't showed you. I don't want to spoil them all. Now, it is good to remember that you need to play on the snapshot of Minecraft at the moment. There's a few commands that Seth Bling is using that are brand new, absolutely fresh, and so you need to be playing on a snapshot to get that benefit. If you'd like to download and play the game for yourself, head on over to SethBling.com/15-seconds or check out our show notes at omgcraft.com. Thank you so much for watching. If you'd like to subscribe to future episodes, head on over to twit.tv/omgcraft. You can find links to iTunes, YouTube, and all sorts of different quality versions, even audio only for those who want to listen while in the car or during surgery or something. I'm not sure. Thanks so much for watching. See you next time. Bye!